Country, Z100, Keith Urban and Julia Michaels, that is Coming Home. 8:23, good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show. Last night, as always, on a Monday night, I like to check in my man card. Go ahead and watch the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. That's right. And, you know, last night, the men tell all. I thought it was just, you know, kind of like a cat fight. I think it was almost wilder than the women tell all on these shows. To recap it here and give an official prediction, my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, joining me on the show this morning. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
Yeah, do you ever just feel like sometimes this show is just a waste of time?
It really is. It really is. I feel like it's useless in a way. However, well, my favorite part is the bloopers. I mean, the bloopers, that's the best part of the whole entire show, in my opinion, because you get a good laugh at the end. As much as I don't like the show, the episode, I think Becca did a really good job giving every single person closure. Uh-huh. And I think that they respect her and they admire her. And I honestly think she is probably my favorite bachelorette out of all of them.
This Becca K really has her head on straight. She was on a clear-cut mission from the day that she, you know, went to that mansion wherever they filmed the thing. And she's done a good job, Joy.
She has. She's very level-headed, and I think she's just a normal, middle-class.
She's the girl next door, I think is the term.
For sure.
I was really impressed with Jason last night, who was the last guy to really get his heart broke on the show. I thought he did a good job saying what he needed to say.
He did. He is very genuine, and he definitely, he's got his head on straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a solid guy. I think that's how you described him last night, and that is how it is. I think he will find, he'll find his one person.
So we're going into the finale next Monday night here, and everybody's talking about The Bachelorette. Is it going to be Garrett, or is it going to be Blake? And Joy, you've said it from the beginning too, that both these guys, you like them both.
They stole my heart, both of them, in their own unique ways.
For Garrett, I thought he was going to end up in the friend zone.
I don't think he was ever in the friend zone.
Really?
No, I told you that from the beginning. I think they had a real connection from the beginning. She said he reminded her of her dad. And I think that sealed the deal there with them. I don't think it was ever in risk of friend zone.
Well, and then Blake, you don't think it's going to be Blake?
I don't. And the only reason I think that her and Garrett have more in common, and I think Garrett is more sure of himself.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
It
I think
does.
He's more confident in who he is as a person and what he wants. I think Blake is a little bit more insecure. I think he may be not quite ready. I think he would have a tight rein on Becca if they were together.
Well, so officially, what is your prediction going to be for next week's season finale of The Bachelorette?
My prediction is it's going to be very difficult for her, but she is going to choose Garrett.
Garrett is the official prediction from Nurse Joy here on The Bachelorette Update. Well, we'll see what happens. Then we'll have the after show, and then we go to paradise where it gets all crazy. So we'll see how this all transpires next week. As always, my love, thank you so much for this. And hey, real quick, are we going to celebrate National Avocado Day today?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Make up some guac.
Let's do it. Let's get this thing going tonight. It's National Avocado Day, and we're going to celebrate. But babe, thank you so much for joining me on the show today, and I love you very much.
I love you too.
There you go. Hey, we're saying it's going to be Garrett. Vegas odds have him, I think, now maybe 4-1. Just saying right there on the second most unrealistic reality show, ABC's The Bachelorette. Carlton Anderson right now at Z100.